Hello, this is Joanna Burke for Estates Gazette. I'm here with David Williams, Chief Executive of Portsmouth City Council, and James Brownger, Managing Director, South Central Region at CBRE. We've just been learning all about the potential investment opportunities in Portsmouth. I think they total about $1 billion. But David, it'd be great to hear, you've talked about the council striking a landmark agreement with the government to unlock two major MOD sites with huge development potential. Could you tell us a bit more about what these sites are and what scope we could have with them? So how many homes are we looking at, what sort of offices, and then, you know, really what sort of investors you see coming to the area?
Yes, certainly. We've just signed a city deal with central government, which will lead to the delivery of two key sites to the City Council. They're both owned by the MOD at the moment. One is Horsey Island East, and the other is the firing range. Those sites will be transferred to the City Council at a nominal sum. It will then be for the City Council to work with private developers and other public agencies to bring those sites to market. We believe that those sites will enable us to provide 2,370 new homes and 58,000 square metres of employment space. That, we believe, will deliver in the region of 3,700 permanent new jobs.
And just to clarify, that's not just the two MOD sites you said, that's across six sites, am I right?
Yeah, there are six small sites collectively known as Tipner and Horsey, and they straddle the M275 as you come into Portsmouth. It's a really key gateway site to the city, and we're delighted that the city deal process has enabled these sites to be released for development.
Great, and when can you envisage sort of going to the market formally, appointing agents, look, we're going to start drawing up plans now and we're going to try and seek development partners? What's the sort of time frame are we looking at?
Well, the City Council is in the process at the moment of building a new motorway junction on the M275 to service these sites. That completes early next year. We're already constructing the park and ride site, which will provide over 600 parking provision for the city centre, and that will give direct access to the firing range site, and we will be working as fast as we can with the MOD to secure that site so that we can then go out to market.
And then you'll sort there aren't plans already given?
No, because actually we've had our eye on that site and the other MOD site for some time, but it's actually been the city deal process which has really shaken the tree in terms of government land holdings and brought those sites forward.
And finally, in terms of end development value, I think you'd mentioned a figure. The two MOD sites will anchor, obviously, the other sites, but potentially attracting sort of over $600 million of private investment. Is that the
yes,
thing you mentioned?
As well as handing over the land to the City Council, central government will also give the City Council a grant of $49 million. We then need to put our own money in and other money that we can bring together from other agencies together with the private sector. And we reckon that the private sector investment in those sites will be in the region of £650 million.
Great, thank you. And James, perhaps you could just talk about, obviously, there are office opportunities. What is the Portsmouth office market at the moment? You know, we've mentioned in this presentation that it's not all shipping. There's a lot more tenants coming through, a lot more creative industries. Is there a demand for new office space?
I think with the improvements in the economy, we're confident that the demand for office in the office market will improve. We're already seeing some quite strong take-up within the Portsmouth area, particularly at the Lakeside development. What's exciting, I think, about the developments that David has been talking about is the direct motorway access into a city centre environment, which you just can't get anywhere else. And I think from an office occupier's point of view, it's going to be a very compelling reason to go to those sites. So we're very positive about those sites.
Great. Well, thank you both very much.